Today's Amud is Megillah Yudalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the bottom line, Vayoymer HaMelech LaHaman. So in the middle of this, I guess you could call it a play, you know, you have Achashverosh, who's a stable boy, he's dressed up like the king. We have Haman, who, you know, he was just the lowest advisor. He's dressed up right now as the second to the king. And Haman has this plot. He wants to wipe out the Jews. So he goes to Achashverosh, and he offers him 10,000 bars of silver if Achashverosh will agree with him to wipe out the Jews. So says the Pasuk, Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman. So Achashverosh says to Haman, HaKesef Nasan Lach, keep the change, keep the money, V'ha'am, and also keep the nation. L'aseis Bo'iketoiv Be'inecha, do to them exactly as you want, whatever you want to do. You know, you have a good point. What do I need them for? Go do with them as you wish. Says the Gemara about this conversation of Haman wanting to offer Achashverosh the 10,000 silver bars, and Achashverosh saying, you know, keep the change, that Amar Rav Abba mashal the Achashverosh v'Haman l'mah davar daimeh, that this, you could give a mashal to this conversation between Haman and Achashverosh, l'shnei b'nei adam, to two neighbors, two people, l'echad hayolai tel b'seich sedeyu. One of them, and this is the mashal to Achashverosh, he had a hill inside of his field, inside of his backyard. He had this big hill, mound, he had a mound of dirt. Ula echad, and to the other person, to his neighbor, hayolai charetz, he had a ditch, and this is a mashal to Haman. Haman had the ditch, b'seich sedeyu, he had a ditch in his backyard. So baal charetz amar, so the one with the ditch, he always said to himself, mi yitin li tel, if only I found someone who had a hill, who had a mound of dirt in his yard, mi yitin li tel zeh, bedamim, I would pay him money for it, and then I'd be able to fill up the ditch in my yard. And baal atel amar, the one with the mound of dirt, he was always saying, "Miyitin li charetz." If only someone, I found someone who had a ditch. Miyitin li charetz zeh bedamim. I would pay him money, and I would take my mound of dirt, and I would fill up the charetz. Liyamim nizdav guzei tzolzeh. One day they happened to have bumped into each other, and Amar le balo charetz le balo tail, and they realized that, you know, oh, he has the tail, he has the charetz. So one with the charetz, who we said is the mashal to Haman, he said to the one with the mound of dirt, he said to the balo tail, "Machar li til." He said, please, I'll give you 10,000 gold, silver bars. I'll give you some money if you would sell me your mound of dirt. And Amar Lai, and the Baal HaTel said to the Baal HaCharetz, he said, please, be my guest, take it for free. Meaning the mashal, the nimshal is that both Haman and Achashverosh had the same thing in mind. As much as Haman wanted to wipe out the Jews, Achashverosh liked that idea just as much as Haman. Haman's coming to offer money to Achashverosh. Achashverosh is saying, you want to offer me money? Please, do it for free. I would love it if you would do such a thing. Like the next pasuk says, Vayasar HaMelech es Tabasai, Achashverosh takes off his ring, and like we pointed out previously, that when he gives his ring to Haman, what does it say? It says, Vayitna LaHaman Ben Hamdasa HaGagi Tzayir HaYehudim. He gives it to Haman, the one who hated the Jews. He knew good and well what Haman had in mind, which nation he was talking about. But again, he was alive at the time, so in the Megillah, you don't see that Lahedya, that Achashverosh had this desire to wipe out the Jews. But Chazal are showing it, that you do see it, that it is something that Achashverosh had in mind. It's something that he had great interest in. So now says the Gemara, Vayter v'yasar ha-melech ha-stabatis. Achashverosh takes off his ring, he gives it to Haman to make the gzeira that Achashverosh, that Haman wanted to make. And now when the Yidden found out about this, so this caused the big tshuva movement. They started, you know, tefila, tshuva, tzedakah, and they started really, you know, doing tshuva. And says the Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahano, that gedoyla hasaras tabas, yoyser me'arbam u'shmein ha-neviyim, u'shev ha-neviyos, shenisnavu lehen li-Yisrael. That this Hasaras HaTabas, that this that Achashverosh took off his ring, that had more of an effect. That really spurred Klal Yisrael to do tshuva more than the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'ois that were Nisnavu for Klal Yisrael. Shekulam lo hechzirim lemutav. Those Nevi'im, those Nevi'ois, they weren't able to get Klal Yisrael to really do full tshuva. V'ilu Hasaras Tabas hechzirasam lemutav. Whereas Achashverosh taking off his ring, that really got Klal Yisrael to really do tshuva. And says the Gemara now Tan Rabbanon, that Arbam Ushmain Neviim, Ushevin Neviyais Nisnavu Lahem Yisrael. Like we just said, that there were 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyais that they prophesied for Klal Yisrael. and says the Gemara, says the Braisa, v'lei pichasu, v'lei hasiru al mashakasu b'Torah. Not one of them, none of them detracted or added to what it says in the Torah. Chutz mi mikra Megillah. There's one exception, there's one addition that they made, and that is the addition of mikra Megillah. We could explain as follows. By all the Rabbanans, you could really divide all the Rabbanans into two categories. Avad the Chazal, the Nevi'im, they added different Rabbanans. But most Rabbanans, they're all either extensions of a din d'oraisa, or they're safeguards for a din d'oraisa. Like we have the halachas of Eruv, we have Muksa, we have some extensions, we have some safeguards, but they're all really part of the din d'oraisa. That's not called an addition that they're doing to guard the d'oraisa or to extend the d'oraisa. So that's not called an addition. An addition means it's a completely new mitzvah. That's something that you only have by mikra Megillah. In the second category, that it's a completely new mitzvah, that's what the Gemara means, that there's only one thing they added, and that's referring to mikra Megillah. Now Rashi points out that there seems to be another addition that they added, and that's near Hanukkah. They added the mitzvah of Hanukkah. So that also seems to be a new din d'rabbanan. That's not a safeguard. That's not an extension of a d'oraisa. That seems to be a new d'rabbanan. But Rashi points out that that's not listed in the b'raisa because that wasn't added by the Nevi'im. That was added later after the Zman HaNevi'im. That was added by Chazal. It wasn't added b'mei HaNevi'im, and that's why it's not mentioned in the b'raisa. The b'raisa is discussing the additions that the Nevi'im added, and says the b'raisa that the only thing that they added was mikra Megillah. So now says the Gemara, my darish. What did they darshan? Meaning, obviously, they have to have something in the Torah, some sort of remez, some sort of limud, some sort of drasha that would allow them to add it, because otherwise a Navi is not allowed to add anything to the Torah. So what did they darshan to add mikra Megillah? So Amr Bchia bar Avin, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho, they made the following Kal v'chomer. They said like this, with regards to Yetzias Mitzrayim. They said, Uma me'avdas l'cheiros, Amrin and Shira, we find by Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we went from avdas l'cheiros. So Klal Yisrael said, Shira, they said Az Yashir after they got through the Yamsuf. So Mimisa Lachayim Lukal Shekin. So all the more so when we had a Gzeira upon us from Misa and we went Lachayim, so all the more so that's a time for Shira, and so they instituted the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, so then Halal Nami Neima. So then there should also be Halal, just like on Pesach we sing Halal. So on Purim also, why don't we say Halal by Shachris on Purim? So says the Gemara, a few terutzim. Terutz number one, says the Gemara that the reason why they didn't institute Halal on Purim is l'fi she'ein oimrim Halal al neis shebechutz la'aretz. There's no such thing as a Halal on a neis that occurred in chutz la'aretz. The miracle of Purim took place in Paras, in Persia, and therefore there's no halal on the neis that takes place in Chutz La'aretz, which the Maharsha in Eruchin explains is because we know that the anhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Eretz Yisrael is that he himself has a special Ashkacha Pratis, like the Pasuk says, Eretz Asher Hashem Aleikecha Dairi Yishai Yisai Tamin. Hashem is constantly looking at Eretz Yisrael, so the anhaga of Eretz Yisrael happens through Hashem himself, not through a shliach. So in Eretz Yisrael, when there's Nisim, so it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself making the Nes, that's the only time we say Halal. But in Chutz La'aretz, where it's not Kaviyachol Hashem himself, it's through intermediaries, so therefore we don't say Halal on the Nes that happened in Chutz La'aretz. Well, ask the Gemara, if we don't say Halal on Nisim in Chutz La'aretz, so then Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nes Dinesha b'chutz la'aretz, hecharmin and shira. So how do we say Halal by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Pesach? Says the Gemara, that's not a problem. Kedetanya, because it's like we learned in the Braisa, that ad shalai nichnesu Yisrael la'aretz, before Klal Yisrael entered Mitzrayim, so hukshiru kol aratzo Yisrael mashira. So then you were allowed to sing shira on the nes that happened anywhere in the world. It's only misha nichnesu Yisrael la'aretz, once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, so then for now on, Lehukshu Kola Ratza Islam Mashira, so then there was no more of a heter to sing Shira on the Nase that happened in Chutz La'aretz. The Purim story happened after Bayis Rishon, after Churban Bayis Rishon. Klal Yisrael had already gone into Eretz Yisrael, and at that point, from then on, you're not allowed to sing Halal on the Nase that happened in Chutz La'aretz. It's only before we went in, like by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then there was nothing special, so to speak, about Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't yet Niskatcha, so then there was no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But once Eretz Yisrael was Niskacha, once we went into Eretz Yisrael, so that's when this didn't apply, that we don't sing Hallel on the Nes that happens in Chutz Laretz. So that's Teretz number one. The reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim is because we don't say Hallel on the Nes in Chutz Laretz. Rav Nachman says a different Teretz. The reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim is because Kiryasa Zu Halela. The fact that we read the Megillah, that is the Hallel. That is the Hallel. That's the singing to Hashem, is recounting the story. That Gufa takes the place of Hallel. Rava says a third Teretz, that the reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim, we only say it on Pesach, is because Bishlam Ahasam, it makes sense over there by Pesach, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, V'loy L'Avdei Parai. Because when we left Mitzrayim, so we now became Avdei Hashem and not Avdei Parai, which is also planned the words in the Pasuk that we say in Hallel. We say Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. So you can only say Hallel when you're Avdei Hashem. That happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. We became Avdei Hashem. Elohacha, but by the Purim Nes, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, V'loy Avdei Achashvei. When the Nes happened, so now we were only Avdei Hashem, we weren't also Avdei Achashverosh. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anon. Even after the Nes Purim, we were still under Achashverosh's rule. We were still Avdei Achashverosh. So since we were still Avdei Achashverosh, so therefore, we don't say Hallel by the Nes of Purim, we only say Hallel by the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the place can discuss a potential nafkamina might be with regards to a person who doesn't have a Megillah. Or if a person, for whatever reason, is unable to lay the Megillah, should he say Hallel? L'chayr, according to Rav Nachman, that the only reason why we don't say Hallel is because the Megillah is in place of the Hallel, so if you don't have Megillah, so then maybe you should say Hallel. So again, this year, Purim Mishulash, let's say a person's Bar Mitzvah is on Tesvav Adar. So now he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. Now in Yerushalayim this year, it's a Purim Mishulash, we're going to be reading the Megillah, even in Yerushalayim, we're going to read the Megillah on Friday on Yedalad, because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, like we had earlier in the Masechta. So therefore, we're going to be reading on Yedalad. So now let's say you have someone who becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. So his Mitzvah is Chal on Shabbos. Does the Friday reading help him? Or maybe now that he only became a Bar Chiyav on Shabbos, now he has a new Chiyav Megillah. Now he can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so maybe he should read Hallel. Maybe he should read Hallel on Shabbos. He can't fulfill the mitzvah earlier. He's not yet Bar Mitzvah. So maybe he should read Hallel on Shabbos. There's all things that the place can discuss based off of this Gemara, the reason why we don't say Hallel. It could be that this is why Chazal didn't establish Hallel, but Lamaisa, now there is no Hallel. There's no Hallel on Purim. So even if you don't have Megillah, you still don't have Hallel. Lamaisa, I believe that the psak is sometimes the machlek is chidon shari tshuva, but sometimes to say hallel without a bracha, but ayin sham in the paiskim. Says the Gemara Vayter now that bein la Rava bein la Rav Nachman. So we said three terutzim. The first terutz was that we don't say Hallel on the Nes in Chutz Laretz. Rav and Rav Nachman both gave different terutzim. So ask the Gemara that bein la Rava bein la Rav Nachman kasha. We have a kasha on both of them because lamaisa it's a brisa. V'hatani, we learned in the brisa that mishenichnesu laaretz lehuchshru kol aharatzay slay mashira. Once Klal Yisrael had entered Eretz Yisrael during the zman of Bayis Rishon, so now you don't say Hallel anymore on the Nes in Chutz Laretz. So what's Rav Nachman and Rava getting busy saying other terutzim for why we don't say Hallel on Purim? It's not even shayach to say Hallel. It's a Nes in Chutz Laretz. So this says the Gemara that they held that Kevan Shagalu Chazru Lech Sheirin HaRishayin. They held that even though it's true that once we went into Eretz Yisrael, so now you don't say Hallel on a Nes in Chutz Laretz, that's only during the Zman of the Gula, during the Zman of Bayis Rishayin. However, once we had Chorban Bayis Rishayin, and once we had Golus, once we had that Golus in between Bayis Rishayin and Bayis Sheni, which is the time period that the Purim story took place, so since we were sent into Golus, so now all lands become equal again. Now if a Nes happens in Chutz Laretz, so you are allowed to say Hallel, and therefore they gave other terutzim for why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Now the Brais had mentioned that there are 48 Nevi'im. Ask the Gemara Vesuleka, there's only 48 Nevi'im. Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, it says regarding Elkanah, Shmuel's father, it says, Vayi ish echa minara masayim tsoifim. It says there was a man, referring to Elkanah, from Ramasayim tsoifim. Now normally, the Pasuk doesn't call Ramasayim, the Marsha points out that normally it's called the Belashan Yachid, it's called Ramasa. All of a sudden here, the Pasuk says the Belashan Rabbim, that it was a man from Ramasayim tsoifim. So Darshan's the Gemara, from that which it says, Ramasayim, Belashan Rabbim, that Echad mi Masayim tsoifim. That Elkanah was one of 200 Nevi'im, Shenisnavu Lam Yisrael, who prophesied for Klal Yisrael. So you see there were much more than 48 Nevi'im. So, and for the Gemara, mihavatu v'havu. In a Chanami, there were more than 48 Nevi'im. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, there was even more than 200. It says that harbi Nevi'im amdu l'am l'Yisrael. It says there were many Nevi'im who stood up for Klal Yisrael. Keflayim ki yoytzim Mitzrayim. Double the amount of the people that went out of Mitzrayim. There were 600,000 Yidden that went out of Mitzrayim. So if it's keflayim ki yoytzim Mitzrayim, it means there was 1.2 million Nevi'im. So what does it mean when we say that there are 48? Ela Nevu only nevuah that was needed for all future generations, so that was written. But things that weren't needed were not written. So when we say that there are 48, we mean that there are 48 who had nevuah that was for all the future of Klal Yisrael. Now says the Gemara, once we mention this pasuk of Vayhi Ish Echad Minara Masayim Tsaifim, so says the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer that Adam Habam Yishtei Ramos Shatsaifai Zoya Zoy. That when it says there was a man from Ramasayim Tsaifim, it says Ramasayim because Ramasa is another word for a hill, and he was a man who came from the place of two hills. There are two hills that looked at each other, that were opposite each other, and he lived on one of these hills, so that's why he's called Minara Masayim Tsaifim. Rav Chanan Amar that Adam Haba Mibnei Adam Sha'im De Berumay Shalaylam. Elkanam was a descendant of people who stood at the heights of the world. He was a son of great men. Who is this referring to? Umaninu. And who are these great men? It says the Gemara Bnei Kairach. They're the sons of Kairach who did tshuva, and so they're the Bnei Adam Sha'im De Berumay Shalaylam. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, Bnei Kairach Loi Mesu. That the Bnei Kairach didn't die. And Tanu Mishem Rabenu, it was taught in the name of Rav, then Malkoim Nisbatzer Lehem Begehenem Va'amdu Olav. Now when the ground opened up, so there was like a small piece of land that stuck out, that jutted out, and they gathered on that small piece, and that's how, and they stood there, and that's how they were saved. Says the Gemara now, that Sheva Nevi'a Ismaninu. We mentioned that there are 48 Nevi'im, and we said that there are 7 Nevi'is. So who are these 7 Nevi'is? Says the Gemara that Shara, Miriam, Devira, Chana, Abigail, and Chulda, the Esther, those are the 7 Nevi'is. And now the Gemara is going to go through each one and show how we know that they're a Nevi'ah, and we'll go through only the first few today. So says the Gemara, Sarah, that Sarah was a Nevi'ah, Dechsev, like the Pasuk says, Avi Milka, Avi Yiska. It says Avi Yiska, V'am Rab Yitzchak Yiska Zu Sara. Now Yiska is a reference to Sara. V'lama Nikra Shema Yiska. Why is she called Yiska, which is a lashon of to look? Shesach Sa Beruach HaKadosh. Because she was able to see things Beruach HaKadosh. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Kol Asher Taimir Eilecha Sara Shema BeKayla. Hashem tells Avram Avinu, whatever Sara tells you, you should listen to her voice because she has Ruach HaKadosh. Or Davar Acher, a different pshat. Why is she called Yiska? She's called Yiska Shakol Seichin B'Yayfia, because everybody stared at her beauty. So that's how we know, though, that Sarah was a Nevuah. Then Sarah was a Nevi'ah. Miriam was a Nevi'ah. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, V'atikach Miriam HaNevi'ah. So it says straight out that Miriam was a Nevi'ah. Now, once we mention Miriam, so the Gemara says, parenthetically, that the pasuk describes Miriam as Achais Arain, that she was the sister of Arain. Says the Gemara, V'loy Achais Meisha, she was only the sister of Arain, she wasn't the sister of Meisha. Amrav Nachman Amarav, Shaisa Misnava, Kishi Achais Arain. She's called Miriam HaNevi'ah Achis Aaron because she had her big nevuah when she was just the sister of Aaron before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And she said, but with this nevuah, that Asida Imi Shatelet Ben Sheyeshia Es Yisrael. And she said that my mother is going to have a child that's going to be the savior of Klal Yisrael. U'bishah Shenaylad. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, so Nismala Kol Abayis Kula Aira. So the whole entire house was filled with light. And Amad Aviyah, and I guess she had told her family the Nevuah, and so now when her father saw that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the whole house was filled with light, so her father got up, Amram got up, Unashka al Reisha, and he gave her a kiss on her head, and Amar lo, and he said to her, that Biti Niskaim Nevuasech, my daughter, I see that your Nevuah is being fulfilled. V'kevan sheshlichuhu liyar, however, once they had to throw him into the water, so Amad Aviyah Utavcha al Reisha, so Amram got up, and he gave her a little patch on her head, said, Va'amer lo, and he said to Miriam, he said to her, that Biti heicha nevuaseich, where is your nevuah now? Now we have to throw him into the water. And Hainu Dichsiv, that's the meaning of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Va'tisatza v'achaysa me'rachik ledeya. It says that his sister, referring to Miriam, that Miriam stood from afar, and she wanted to know, what does it mean, ledeya? Ledas ma yehe b'seif nevuasa. She wanted to see when Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the water, she wanted to know, how is her nevuah going to end? What's going to be? The Alshech al Torah in Shemais and Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, explains that Avad and Miriam didn't have any suffix that her nevuah wasn't going to come true. She had a nevuah. She didn't think it wasn't going to come true. Rather, when the Gemara says, Ma yehe b'seif nevuasa, that she waited there to see what was going to happen, it wasn't whether or not it was going to happen, it was how it was going to happen. She wanted to know what nes was going to happen to help fulfill her nevuah. Al-Kopanim says the Gemara now Devaira. We mentioned that the third Neviyah was Devaira. So where do we see that Devaira was a Neviyah? Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Devaira Isha Neviyah Isha Slapidais. It says straight out that she was an Isha Neviyah. Now that we mentioned her, and we mentioned the fact that she's Isha Slapidais, says the Gemara, my Isha Slapidais, what does it mean? That she was the Isha Slapidais, her husband's name was Barak. So what does it mean? Why is Devaira called Isha Slapidais? Shaisa Isa Psilois Hamikdash. Because she used to make the wicks for the Beis Hamikdash, and for the Mishkan Shiloi, and that's where she got this name from, Isha Slapidais. Now, parenthetically, says the Gemara, V'yayshevas tachas taimer, it says that the Vaira would sit and she would prophesize underneath the palm tree. Ma'ishna tachas taimer, says the Gemara, why is the Pasuk specifying this, that it was dafka under a palm tree? So I'm Reb Shimon ben Avshalom mishum yichud. The reason why she was dafka underneath the palm tree is because palm trees are very tall and the leaves don't spread down all the way down to the ground, so this way, if a man would come, there would be no problem of yichud. Says the Gemara of Veracher, another pshat, that ma tamar zeh ein lo yelo lev echad, just like a palm tree has only one heart, meaning the sap that goes through most trees, goes through the trunk, it goes through the branches, it goes throughout the whole tree. So it's considered like it has more than one lev, because the lev goes all over. A palm tree, the sap, Rashi explains, stays just in the trunk. It doesn't branch out into the branches. And that's called, it has one lev. And so just like the tamar has one lev, af yisrael sheba isa hadar, so to Klal Yisrael during that time, they were taking the right steps. They Kilu only had one lev, they just had the Yetzer Tov. And so now Avada, of course, a Devaira really did sit under a palm tree. The Gemara is just saying in this second pshat that the reason why the Gemara is, that the Pasuk is specifying that she was under a palm tree was to be meramis to this lesson that Klal Yisrael at that time had lev echad lavien shabbat shemayim. The next Neviyah was Chana. So where do we know that Chana was a Neviyah? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vatispalo Chana Vataymer, Allah Tzlibi Bashem, Rama Karni Bashem. So Chana davens, and she praises Hashem, that you exalted my heart, and Rama Karni Bashem, and my horn is high to Hashem. So now Rama Karni, V'loi Rama Paki, so it sounds like the Chana is specifically specifying the fact that there's something special about the horn more than the pitcher. What's exactly is Chana saying? Says the Gemara, she was having a nevuah. She was having a nevuah as follows: that David v'Shlomo shenimshachu bekeren, so nimshacha malchusan. That David and Shlomo Melech, who were anointed with the keren, so their malchus continued on. Whereas Shaul v'Yehu shenimshachu bepech, loy nimshacha malchusan. Whereas Shaul and Yehu, they were anointed with a pech of shemen, and their malchus did not continue on. So you see that she was a nevuah, she had this, she was a nevuah, and that she had this nevuah, that's what she was saying, that Rama Karni Bashem, Dafka the Karen, referring to the fact that the Malchus of David and Shlomo would continue on. Now, parenthetically, now that we mentioned Chana's song, just as the Gemara, darshaning the rest of the psukim, that in Kadosh Kashem Kiyem Beltecha, so says the Gemara, what does it mean when she said Kiyem Beltecha? Am Rav Yehuda Bar Menashe Al Tikri Beltecha Ela Livalei Secha. It doesn't just mean that there's no one like you, it means there's nobody that outlives you. People, the midah of Hashem is not like that of humans. When it comes to humans, so typically a person's son, his child, he outlives him, whereas Aval Kadosh Baruch, or the things that he makes, anything that he makes, a person makes a piece of paper, the piece of paper could outlive the person. Anything a person makes could outlive the person. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, who mevala maisei yadav. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu outlives all of his creations. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is that there's no end. Ve'ein tzur kelokeinu. Chanan says that there's no tzur. Literally, there's no rack like Hashem. Says the Gemara, what she meant to say is that ein tzayir kelokeinu. There's no artist like Hashem. Adam tzar tzura gabi akaisa. A person, you know, he can make some tzura, he can paint something on the wall. Ve'ein yachul hatul ba ruach v'neshama kravayim u'bnei me'ayim. But you can't put inside of it a real life. You can't put inside of it a ruach, a neshama, innards, a stomach, intestines. Person can't do such a thing. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's tzar tzura b'soich tzura. He's able to put a baby inside of an expecting mother. He's able to make a tzura inside of another tzura. Umatu baruach v'neshama kervayim u'bnei me'ayim. And he's able to put in all the things that the person needs. So we'll hold it here. Bez Hashem will continue from here in the following shir.